So before I do the scripture readings this morning, I want to fill you in that we are now starting our narrative lectionary again. So we finished the sermon series over the summer of changing the story, and now we're diving back into our narrative lectionary, which I don't know if you remember, we've been doing this for a few years now. This will be our fourth year. So it's a four-year cycle. They go through all four gospels. This is our fourth year, and the narrative lectionary was developed by professors at Luther Seminary as a way to have our scripture readings in worship try to capture more of the narrative arc of scripture, that the way it was put together, the whole Bible, rather than just bits and pieces piecemealed together. And so starting today, we'll be going back to the Old Testament. We're starting right at the very beginning, first chapter of Genesis, and we will move through the Old Testament throughout this fall, and then we move into the Gospel of John from Christmas through Easter. We will have little tiny baby readings from John during our time in the Old Testament. And then after Easter, we'll move into the letters of Paul and other epistles in the spring. And during our time in John, we will hear echoes of the Old Testament themes. That's one of the cool things about John, is you constantly hear those major themes reflected in his writing as well. And so today, we have the creation story, and in our little mini gospel reading, we also hear about creation, because John, unlike the other gospel writers, does not start his gospel with the birth of Jesus, or even with the beginning of Jesus' ministry, or John the Baptist proclaiming Jesus. John starts the gospel of Jesus Christ at creation. We get this very cosmic view of Jesus the Word as present at the very, very beginning with God, an active participant in the creation of all that is. And so we have that connection to our creation story. Also, in the way it's written, it's a very familiar text. You know, in the beginning was the Word. It has a very rhythmic sound to it, the way it's written. And that also reminds us of that first creation story, because there is a very rhythmic pattern to the language of that story as well. So now, before I read the Genesis story, I want to invite you to listen to it in a very specific way. I want you to listen to it like you would a very familiar story. I thought of Goodnight Moon, because that's what we always read my kids before bed, and there's this rhythmic language of saying goodnight to all the different things, and it's very soothing, right? But maybe if you aren't familiar with that story, if you have a grandparent or a parent who loved to tell you the same stories over and over again, you heard them so many times, you knew how they went, you knew the words that would be used, something really familiar like that, that when you hear it, it brings you comfort and calm. So that's the way I want you to listen to our first reading this morning. And the reason, well, one of the reasons is, even if I have nothing life-changing to say to you after the readings in my sermon, I want you to hear some good news in the story itself. So, our first reading comes to us from Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind, with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the wild animals of the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, And indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the gospel acclamation. Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Okay, so I need to start off by telling you that I had a very bad week. Nothing bad happened. It was just a very bad week in here and in here. Like many of you, I am tired and I am stressed. And I am worn out by the pandemic, by current events, and by so many things in my life and in the world. But when I took out my Bible this week and I read out loud to myself this text from Genesis, I felt calm come over me. The repetitive, rhythmic language that was shaped over generations of this story being told again and again, it developed into something that communicates the order and the purpose of creation. The very sound of the language carries in it the message that God, the Creator, took chaos and made it into something purposeful, something meaningful, and something good. And that is the good news that I need right now. The good news that God can take absolute chaos and shape it into something life-giving and good. And that's really what I want you to take with you today. That reminder that God can bring order, can bring life out of chaos. I could just say amen, but I am going to point out one other thing, one other little thing. In verse 2, the earth was a formless void, that's the chaos, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. So I want to point out those two words, wind and swept. The Hebrew word for wind is ruach, and it means wind, it means breath, and it means spirit, all of those things, all together. So the breath of God, God's spirit, the Holy Spirit, if you will, blew like a wind over the waters. Not just, well, here's the thing, the word swept, I cannot remember the Hebrew word for it, but it doesn't exactly mean swept. It's more accurate to say it hovers. And in fact, in modern Hebrew, this word, they used it to come up with the word for helicopter. So hovers, sort of remains over, which I really like, because this breath, this spirit, this wind of God didn't just like sweep on through and keep moving, but hovered, remained, right? God remained, continuing to draw forth life, continuing to create. And when we put those two words together, that spirit, that breath, and that hovering, that remaining, it reminds us that God is still here, present with us. It reminds us that God is still active, still creating, here with us, calling forth new life in our world, in our church, and in our lives. Today, especially, I'm reminded that God is here, active and present, blowing among us, calling forth new life in our Sunday school program as we start back up again. After way too long of having to be apart, we are back here together again, and God is present and active. God is here, present and active, and calling forth new life in our new confirmation students and our continuing confirmation students, and with everyone that gathers together on Wednesday once again for our Wednesday night programming, as we kind of forgot how to do it, right? But we stumbled through, and God was there in our midst, doing new things, calling forth life. And God is here among us in Holy Cross, in this church family, actively creating and working with us and in us and through us as we move forward, not knowing what that looks like, not knowing exactly how to do it now with everything going on, with the way things are, not knowing what's tomorrow going to bring? But God is here with us, blowing among us and actively drawing forth life, helping us come together and figuring it out, how to do ministry together, how to support one another and our church family in the midst of this pandemic. God is here, bringing order and goodness and life, even out of chaos, in my life and in yours. Thanks be to God. Amen.